This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Officials in Afghanistan said Tuesday that gunmen killed three female employees of a local television channel, Enikas TV, in eastern Nangarhar province. Witnesses and police said each victim was on her way home from work in the provincial capital, Jalalabad, when assailants targeted them in three separate attacks. The attackers managed to flee in all three cases. The station called it a sad day and said it has been targeted many times in the past. It said this was the second time it had lost staff members in such attacks. No one immediately took responsibility for the afternoon's deadly shooting incidents. A spokesman for the Taliban insurgency denied it had any hand in the killings. Nangarhar police say an investigation is underway. The United States condemned the killings, calling on the Afghan government to defend press freedom and protect journalists by conducting open and transparent investigations into what it called these vicious murders. The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan wrote on Twitter that these attacks are meant to intimidate. It said the culprits hope to stifle freedom of speech in a nation where the media has flourished during the past 20 years. This cannot be tolerated. Tuesday's attack is the latest in a wave of targeted killings of high-profile figures in Afghanistan. The victims include journalists, activists, religious scholars, judges, and government officials. The Afghan government and U.S. officials have blamed the Taliban for being behind the violence, charges the insurgents have consistently rejected. The latest attack comes as America's special envoy to Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, returned to Kabul this week in a bid to move a troubled Afghan peace process forward. This is VOA News. Officials in Nigeria's Zamfara state say 279 schoolgirls released by their kidnappers are being reunited with their families after undergoing medical checkups. State Police Commissioner Abutu Yaro described the girls as happy and healthy on Tuesday as they were examined and driven from the state government house office in Gusau to see their families. Yaro said a government-led peace process helped to secure the girls' release. He said more details will be provided later. It's unclear if their release was the result of a ransom arrangement. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said on Twitter he was happy that their ordeal had come to a peaceful end. Buhari also said the military and the police will continue to go after kidnappers, and he urged the public to provide any information possible that would help authorities to put a stop to criminal activity. Authorities initially said gunmen abducted 317 girls in the raid on the government girls' secondary school in remote Jangebek village on Friday. But Zamfara state governor said the total number of female students abducted was 279. No reason has been given for the error. The Biden administration on Tuesday announced sanctions on several Russian individuals for what it says is their role in the attempted murder of Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny. The sanctions are being coordinated with the European Union, which had already imposed sanctions against a small number of Russian officials in connection with the Navalny case. A senior administration official said, "We're sending a clear signal to Russia that there are consequences for the use of chemical weapons." Navalny was hospitalized in August after falling ill on a flight in Siberia. He was medically evacuated to Germany 2 days later, where doctors determined he had been poisoned using a Soviet-era nerve agent known as Novichok. Russia has denied any involvement in the matter. Navalny returned to Russia early this year and was immediately arrested for violating probation by seeking treatment in Germany, despite permission from President Putin to leave the country. He's been sent to prison outside Moscow and is serving a 2.5-year sentence. The Biden administration has called for his release. And the director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation acknowledged to the Senate Judiciary Committee Tuesday that the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol building is considered domestic terrorism. The riot by supporters of former President Donald Trump was aimed at preventing the certification of Joe Biden's presidential victory. FBI Director Christopher Wray said in his opening statement, "That siege was criminal behavior, plain and simple." Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.